Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
In his very first month in office, President Obama signed into law the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act in February 2009. Within this legislation, President Obama laid the foundation for his administration's approach to broad-scale education reform in the United States. At the heart of this was Race to the Top, a competitive $4.3 billion grant program designed to reward states with plans for rigorous improvement in student achievements and for fulfilling certain criteria in their K-12 education systems. And in December 2013, Eastern Kentucky was selected as one of only five places across the U.S. to receive a Race to the Top grant. WMMT's Sylvia Ryerson has this report.
The Kentucky Valley Educational Cooperative, or KVEC, is a consortia of 17 rural school districts across 12 counties in eastern Kentucky, including WMMT's home county of Letcher. Together, these districts include over 100 schools and serve 40,000 students. 76% of these students qualify for free or reduced lunch. 11 of the 12 counties are economically distressed and include four of the poorest counties in the United States. In 2012, after months of preparation and hard work, KVEC administrators received some bad news. The proposal they'd submitted to the U.S. Department of Education for Race to the Top district funding was a finalist, but in the end was not selected. This was heartbreaking. But rather than giving up, KVEC Executive Director Jeff Hawkins and staff decided to go back to the drawing board. They revised their whole application and resubmitted it in the fall of 2013. And the work paid off.
You persisted, and now here you sit, one of the five national grantees for the federal resources and the only rural collaborative in this country right now. That is a big deal.
Titled The Appalachian Renaissance Initiative, KVEC's proposal was funded for $30 million to be used over 4 years starting in 2014. In the middle of a late January snowstorm, principals, superintendents, and dedicated educators from across the region braved the winter roads and gathered at the Kentucky Career Center in Hazard for the initiative's official launch. Gene Wilhoit, director of the National Center for Innovation and Education at UK, and a former commissioner for the Kentucky Department of Education, welcomed the crowd.
You are now in a national leadership role. People are going to be looking at you for guidance and direction and from what you're learning. This is more than a grant. It's more than a project. It is a remarkable story. It's a story of people who are assuming responsibility for the lives of their future. This is your story.
After opening comments, KVEC Executive Director Jeff Hawkins took the mic and got everyone in attendance on their feet to learn more about all the pieces involved.
What we're going to do, and this is going to be a little bit bizarre, but we're going to move you in five stations because this grant has five key components with lots of elements within them. Those components are personalized learning for every kid every day, teacher-educator effectiveness, teacher-principal-superintendent, college and career readiness, next-generation classrooms, and data availability. And fifth, and nowhere near least, kindergarten readiness and student wellness. Those are the five core components of the grant. What we're going to do, just for fun, is number off one through five. Ones will begin in this corner.
I counted off as a two. First stop, an impressive display on plans to create, quote, next generation classrooms, led by Johnson Central High School principal Noel Crum.
And these next generation classrooms, there will actually be one placed in every single school, from elementary through high school. One of the things discussed when we were first looking at putting the grant together, and actually one of the big catalysts for all of it, was trying to figure out how we could connect the 17 districts in a way that hasn't happened before. Even though there's only a few miles that separate some of them, it may take an hour to drive between some of our districts. So one of the things we wanted to do was look at the vast difference in program offerings that we have. And I'll use an example at Johnson Central, where I am, we have an engineering program. Well, next door in Magoffin County, they don't have an engineering program right now. Well, you know, then there's programs that we don't have at our school. We don't have a welding program, but I know that in Floyd County they have a weld. There's all kinds of possibilities there. Through the Next Generation Classrooms, we see the potential that an instructor could be sitting in Johnson Central in a classroom, and a student in Magoffin County may receive that instruction if they don't have enough staffing for that, and one of our students may be getting instruction from somewhere else.
At another station, Desi Bowling, Associate Director of KVEC, walked us through the tools and strategies that will be implemented under the component aiming to make all students career and college ready.
With our region, of course, our coal jobs are disappearing and disappearing fast. And so with the My Strategic Compass, the kids will do like an interest inventory, and then they can log in and it will take them through seeing the coursework, the areas where that position may be located. And then if they don't want to leave here, they may need to refocus. One part of that, and this is just an example, I was working with a student, a ninth grade student, and he was interested in being an auto mechanic. And so through this coursework, then we got on there and we looked at the coursework that he could take in high school, and we found that there was an apprenticeship available, a local apprenticeship in Stanton, and this young man was in Breathitt County, and so that was very appealing to him.
And as Hawkins sees it, student health and wellness is critical to making any of it work.
We need kids to be in school and be healthy, to be well fed, to get the correct exercise, and that makes them a better learner. But we cannot do that only through the school.
The initiative is as much about building collaborations between schools and other institutions, from local hospitals and healthcare clinics to community action agencies and colleges, as it is about making improvements within schools. The plan includes partnering with 21 different outside groups from all different sectors. It's not going to be easy. As Hawkins is well aware, there are huge challenges ahead, and so much of the work has to start from the very beginning for kids.
They probably told you earlier that on average about 10% of our kids come to school academically ready for kindergarten, which is frightening and means essentially for our K-12 systems that the trajectory of that kids have to move between kindergarten and third grade for us is incredibly steeper than it is for other parts of the country. So what we'll be able to do, I think, is work with the Head Start providers, the preschool providers, the daycare centers, and provide them resources. That's not enough, because about 50% of our kids are in a kith and kin center. They're being cared for by family or extended family members, so they're not part of that formal early childhood training. But what we're going to try to do is to work with those parents, grandparents, and caregivers to help them have the tools necessary to get a kid ready academically by kindergarten. One thing that we will address is the number of kids in our region who are not currently being raised by their natural-born parents, who may be being raised by extended family members or in foster care. And there are a lot of those kids. So being able to reach out and work with grandparents or work with the foster community and do it in a sensible way so that we're not beating people over the head. But how can you play games that are correct? How can you provide the right information about healthcare needs and that sort of thing? It is really important to being able to do this work.
The day ended with remarks from Ashley Bergman, a sophomore at Knott County Central, who was one of many students from across the district that took part in the planning process for the Appalachian Renaissance Initiative.
I believe that our thoughts and ideas were important in this process. There were over 1,000 letters of support written for this grant application. I'd like to share a few thoughts expressed in some of those letters just to let you know the hopes that people across the region had for this work. A business owner wrote, "As a local businessman, I understand the value and importance of career readiness, as we are continually challenged to hire skilled employees and can compete on a global basis. I hope this grant will help make our communities more work ready." A grandparent wrote, "There are some things my granddaughter talks about that I don't know anything about. She is excited about school and excited about learning. I want her to stay that way, and I hope that this program will give me a chance to help her stay excited. A high school student wrote, "People tell me all the time to think about my future and that technology and new inventions will change the world. Thinking about the future scares me. Our teacher told us that we would all probably change careers 7 times and that we might have a job that doesn't even exist yet. I hope this grant will let us use technology more and make the future a little less scary."
Elwood Cornett of Letcher County was the first director of KVEC when it began over 40 years ago. And for Cornett, the event was a particularly special day.
"Well, it's always been kind of my baby. I think of it that way, and to see this happen to it now makes me just as proud as I can be. So I'm proud of Jeff and all the folks that's put this together, and I think it'll make a real difference in the education of our children."
Receiving this grant makes Eastern Kentucky the only region in the country to be awarded funds from both Race to the Top and Investing in Innovation, the two flagship education programs of President Obama and Education Secretary Arne Duncan that are competitive for school districts to apply for. The odds of getting both were astronomical. And as Hawkins sees it,
"It's also really timely within the region because SOAR took place a few months ago, which is really making people rethink what's going on. Some of the counties in this affected area are now part of the Promise Zone that has been created in Eastern Kentucky. We believe lots of things where we work, but we try to talk all the time about the edu-economy, and that's the place where educational improvement meets economic development. And that area within the Venn diagram is really the sweet spot for being able to continue."
Jeff Hawkins, Executive Director of the Kentucky Valley Educational Cooperative. Reporting for WMMT in Whitesburg, I'm Sylvia Ryerson. Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.